This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Cecilia. The year was 163 AD, and the noble Roman Cecilia family could count among its members patriots, military leaders, and magistrates, all dedicated to better government. But official Rome was worried, because the older pagan religion was losing its influence. The emperor felt that if Rome was to recover her earlier power, other religions, particularly Christianity, would have to be suppressed. Cecilia was born in 163 AD, was the youngest child of the noble Cecilia family. Her name meant Lily of Heaven, whose clean soul carried its eternal fragrance. At the age of 15, she was rich, beautiful, and because of her birth, could easily move in the highest social circles. Her pagan parents knew of her conversion to Christianity, but did not interfere. She was the only Christian in her immediate family, and helped her bishop named Urban in tending to the needs of other Christians, particularly the poor. She placed all of her social advantages below her desire for goodness, purity, and love of God. So great was her love for God that she made a vow of virginity to Christ. But she did follow her parents' wishes and was married to a young Roman pagan nobleman named Valerian. On their wedding day, she asked him,
"I have a secret to tell you, but you must promise me that you will respect it."
"You know I can refuse you nothing. I promise."
"I have an angel of God who is watching over me. If he sees you approach me with an earthly love, be assured that his anger will rise against you at once. He will defend me, and you will die. If, on the other hand, he knows that you love me with a love that is sincere and pure, and you will guard my virginity, he will love you as he does me, and will overwhelm you with wondrous graces."
"Cecilia, if you expect me to believe this, let me see this angel of God, and I will keep my promise. But if you have broken the faith that you have pledged to me, and you love another, then I promise you that with my sword I will kill both you and him."
"Valerian, if you agree to be purified in the fountain which flows eternally, if you will believe in the one true God who reigns in heaven, your eyes will see the angel who stands guard over my purity. Now listen. Outside the city, along the Appian Way, ask the poor at the third milestone in my name if you can meet the holy man named Urban. He will cleanse you, so that when you return to me, you will also see the angel."
Valerian was baptized, and because of his new faith, he did see Cecilia's angel and was granted the wish that his brother Tiburtius be converted. Near the end of 178 AD, Tertius Almachius was appointed magistrate of Rome to enforce a new persecution against the Christians. This was brutally carried out, especially against the lower classes. Together, Cecilia, Valerius, and Tiburtius searched for the unburied dead to give their remains a Christian burial, often in Cecilia's own cemetery. They also gave their money to help support families torn apart by the persecution. The activities of the brothers were brought to the attention of the magistrate, before whom they refused to honor the pagan gods. They were sentenced to be taken under armed guard to a temple outside of the city to either burn incense or be killed. The magistrate knew that if they refused, he would be able to take over all of their remaining wealth. Their journey was delayed by night, during which Cecilia visited them. Before morning, the brothers and Cecilia had converted the Roman guards, their leader, his family, along with many others, to Christianity. The next morning, the brothers died martyrs' deaths. Cecilia knew that her villa and wealth were also desired by the magistrate, and that soon she would be called before the judge. She gave away her wealth, home, and then renewed her efforts to tell of Christ. Soon she had collected 400 people ready to be baptized by the Bishop Urban, including all of the officers of the magistrate. She was summoned before his court to honor the pagan gods. The complete interrogation was recorded word for word. Her final reply to the magistrate was intended to awaken the hearts of her listeners to the air of pagan worship.
"Every word you have brought against me has been unjust, unreasonable, and empty. Now I think that you have also lost your vision. These objects, which we all see, are useless stones, but you call them gods. Touch them yourself, and you will see what they are. Why expose yourself to the laughter of the people? Everyone knows that God is in heaven. As for these statues of stone, they would give better service if they were thrown into the furnace and converted into heat. They deteriorate in their uselessness and are powerless both to defend themselves against the flames and to save you from perishing. It is Christ alone who saves from death. He alone can deliver the guilty man from fire.
The magistrate condemned Cecilia to die in the steam of her bath. For the rest of the day and all night, she remained unharmed and protected by God. The next day, an executioner was sent. By law, he was allowed only 3 blows with the sword. After the 3rd, she fell, but was not dead. The Christians gathered around her to pray, and she spoke with them, but remained in the position in which she fell. She died 3 days later when her bishop Urban arrived. The memory of Cecilia remained very strong in the early church, and she was even honored on 2 different feast days. A church was erected in her honor, but her tomb's location was lost. Finally, almost 700 years later, in 821, because of a dream, the Pope was able to find and open the coffin to discover her body intact and perfectly preserved, still clothed in the gold-threaded garments she had worn. Later, in 1599, the casket was again opened, and the findings were the same. One of the witnesses was an artist who immortalized Cecilia forever in a white marble statue. She is named the patroness of music, but although there is no evidence she ever played a musical instrument, artists have used music as a way to portray the harmony of divine love in her heart and life. Cecilia chose to be a witness of her faith to the Church of Christ and the living God to those around her. What kind of a witness are we? What kind of sacrifices can we make to give evidence of our faith? Thank you for calling Dial the Saint.